100% locally made.
Live across Newcastle,
this is 105.3 New FM
and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning. As we get into the sharp end of the week, how's everyone feeling around the team? Ari, you first.
Yeah, right.
Good stuff, good stuff.
I honestly have nothing witty to say this morning. My brain is kind of switched off.
Oh, that's a shame. What's happened? Is everything all right?
Oh, I'm just so tired. Like, this week has just shot me down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I'm getting sick.
Oh, no.
Anyway, it happens. That's okay.
How are you this morning, Scott?
Mark Revo, it's Friday's Friday. I could not be happier.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It is Friday's Friday.
Forgot about that.
I love that. Mm. Hey, I've been on a bit of an... have you seen that show Alone?
Yes.
Oh, SBS On Demand. Yes,
yeah.
I have. Yeah.
There's the season 10 American version that's just got on there.
Yep. 10, that's a lot of seasons.
Oof, it is a spicy show. Do you know what it is, Ari?
Yeah, I've seen like an episode.
Yeah.
But yeah.
People just put away in a very remote part of the world, usually, well, the American ones in Canada always.
Yeah.
So funny.
The Great White North.
Yeah, that's right. America's hat. and they're put up there just as it gets into winter and watching. Ooh. And you're watching these people essentially
freeze to death.
Well, no, at the start they come in so confident. They're all survival experts, you know, with 99 years experience in the military and another 100 years experience, you know, building camps or whatever.
They think that's an intense show, but wouldn't you hate to be on that other one, Naked and Afraid?
I'd be more afraid to be on Alone.
Yeah.
Alone is...
You've got the apex predators.
Oh.
You've got everything against you.
Yeah, but you're naked on the other show. That's even worse.
They often...
talking about frostbite on your bits.
Well, that's true. That's one of my worst things that happens to me.
I think that when they do it in Canada.
In the nude.
Imagine the bears.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. They come across bears all the time in this season that I'm watching.
That's scary.
Oh, it is scary. It's fascinating. And it always makes you think, I wonder if I could do that.
Oh, no. Okay, Bear Grylls number two.
Don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
This is speaking for me and you.
Oh, is it?
Don't think so.
Rude.
You know what's funny, though, with the Logies this year, Alone is in a separate category of, like, unedited reality TV.
I like that.
So it's one of the new categories that they've put in that it's, like... because it's reality, but it's not staged reality. I can't remember the exact name of it, but it's a brand new thing because of the introduction of the Alone show. Mm.
That makes sense because it's so different.
So who are they going up against? Love Island?
Oh, there's a whole category of them.
Definitely,
but it's,
it's more towards documentary, I guess.
Yeah,
is the area they're moving to.
Yeah,
that's
Love
very interesting.
Island.
And maths, they all go together in one category, which is fun.
100% locally made,
live across Newcastle.
This is 105.3 New FM
and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
We've just been having a yak about what you drop in the dunny. Jed in Jules came out a bit late with an absolute clanger.
So, on a camping trip there with the family when I was a young bloke, an old bloke I was talking to there, he accidentally sneezed in the old long drop toilets in the camping grounds and shot his false teeth out.
And obviously he had to retrieve them, or was he known as the gummy fish after that?
Well, he told us he tried to get him out with a fishing rod, but I don't know how true that is.
I don't know how successful that would be either.
Well, was he talking? Could you see his false teeth or not when he was talking to you?
I didn't really get close enough to him, to be honest.
Yeah, the stench kept you away.
Yeah. His breath would have smelt really bad.
Oh, that's brilliant. No, that's gross but brilliant at the same time.
It's exactly what we were hoping for.
Exactly. If you do have a story for us, get involved at @thenovos_. Instagram stories up, or you can just send us a message.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, now we've got a rare bird in our midst, if you will. What's happening, Jackie?
Yeah, so the endangered black-necked storks, which there's two of them that live in the Hexham Swamp, are getting a nest upgrade.
Is this like MTV Cribs where they go in and they, you know, put on a new swimming pool or like...
Yeah, basically. So they're getting an upgrade. It's a big aluminium solid nest frame that will hold their nest for the upcoming breeding season.
I love it. Good.
You know,
my home.
Yeah.
Does it come with cup holders as well? Like, that's pretty fancy.
Great idea.
Yeah.
And I like how it has to be so solid for the breeding season, because the old, the old, like, bed on the old nest wasn't good enough and they broke it, perhaps.
They did, actually. There's this story about it. They fell down, a couple of babies. They just didn't make it. So,
if the nest is rocking, don't come knocking, basically.
Exactly.
Don't break this one, birds. Okay, moving on to some sheriffs walking off the job today.
Yeah, so sheriffs across the Hunter and actually all the way up to the Queensland border are protesting today from 8:30. They're stopping work.
Sorry.
They're stopping work for 2 hours and, yeah, just about they're protesting the payment and, like, the overworked conditions that they're in.
So stock standard, pretty much what the nurses always
basically.
For. Yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
They're wrapping things up, Jackie. Big truck chat.
Yes.
So there's a big truck going through the Hunter.
There is. So from 8 o'clock tonight, a huge 70-metre-long road train, as it's called, will be heading through the Hunter, holding 200 tonnes. It's going along Industrial Drive, Maitland Road, New England Highway, John Renshaw Drive, and the M1 motorway to Eraring.
So often these trucks, right, when they do these big hauls, they end up on this TV show called Mega Truckers.
Oh.
Which I think, so there's an Australian version, and Newcastle's been in it before. Like,
really?
Very occasionally we'll catch, I think it's on 7Mate, right?
Okay.
Very occasionally I'll see this show, and it's fascinating. They, like, driving along, and they'll meet, say, for example, a low-lying power line, and then there's a bloke whose job it is, no joke, to stand out there with this, like, long stick and, like, hold it up while the truck goes under and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
Do we know what they're shipping?
They're shipping, yes, I do know, actually. It's a power transformer.
All right, because I've seen them in the Hunter. I've seen them do the with the wind turbines,
like a blade.
I've seen them do the individual blades, and as they're coming off Industrial Drive and onto Maitland Road, they take up the entire road. There's police, there's sirens, there's everything, because they swing across all sides of the road.
Yeah,
and these wings are these blades. Sorry. Are massive.
Yeah.
Like, this is 70 metres is probably not far off it.
Yeah, crazy. So it's probably going to be similar scenes tonight. They're saying there'll be options to, like, overtake minimally, but, yeah, it's going to be taking up most of the road.
Mice is right on the road.
Yeah.
And those trucks are 70 metres long. Don't push it. You can wait.
Yeah.
You have to follow them at 12 kilometres an hour to wherever you're going. It's just part of the process.
UFM. The Novos.
Now, I've come across a really interesting invention that for someone like me who's a little bit flaky and changes her mind a lot, it is perfect. So, temporary tattoo printers are a thing. They're also called Prinkers, which I find a little bit fun. Sounds like clinkers. They're like little handheld devices, look similar to a small portable speaker, if you want to call it that. So,
like a little JBL thing or something.
Yeah, like it's about probably the size of your hand, I suppose.
Sure.
So really easy to use. How to do it, though, you sync your smartphone or your device to the device, choose out of over 10,000 designs or something like that, create your own if you're feeling a little bit artistic. It uses cosmetic ink, you roll it over your skin, and it's an instant tattoo, and you can just rub it off in the shower.
How long does it last for before you rub it out in the shower?
Yeah, probably a couple of days or something like that, or a week. But, like, it's waterproof.
Oh, okay.
With hot water and soap,
you can get it off. Right,
yeah.
You can rub it out.
Go and buy the rub-on tattoos from the shops.
Yeah,
easy.
The same as those ones that, you put on your cheek when you go to a sporting match.
That's
or whatever.
Exactly right.
No, but these actually look quite realistic.
Oh, okay.
Are you saying the ones from the $2 shop don't?
They certainly don't.
No one wants a dragonfly tattoo, okay?
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the first thing that comes to my mind is, like, the price and stuff, because this could be a fun promotional tool, right?
It is. There's a couple of different versions of it.
Sure.
The most basic level is going to set you back at, like, $170 or maybe just less or something. Yeah.
You know, here's the thing, right? These printing companies, HP or, you know, whatever they are.
It's not the same company.
Well, for years, though, they've been... like, sales have been declining. Less printing's going on these days.
Save the environment.
Yeah, and also, you know, email, you know, has been the downfall of printing.
Yeah, paper.
That's right, paper on the way out. Mm. So they've got to think of other things that they can print on, skin being one example, to try and build up the business a little bit.
Well, a little tidbit for anyone who wants to know. My family hates tattoos.
Oh, really?
I'm so far against them.
So how many secret ones do you have?
None. I'm not game enough because I hate needles. Mm. I'm too much of a coward. And like I said before, I change my mind a lot. So if I got like one design a month later, I want to change it. So this device is kind of perfect for me. I'm looking to invest.
You wouldn't get the like dolphin on the lower back or something? No.
Yeah, no.
Oh, the tramp stamp is back.
Yeah, that's
it
what I'm saying.
It indeed. Better not be.
You're not going to get one of those?
No. Well, but then again, I'm not going to date a guy with a tramp stamp, so.
That's fair.
Why would they want to date me?
Here's one if you're interested in tattoos as well. Ink and Drink. We spoke about this on the show recently. So it's like paint and sip, but for tattoos. It's coming to the Dell.
A pop-up
is this weekend. Now, I've got a mate that's gone and done it before, and he says that the bloke that organises it, he's great. He's exceptional, so definitely worth looking into. If you're in the tattoo game and in the tattoo business, go and try that in Nui this weekend.
Ink and Drink.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
So, boys, I have a question for you.
I'm ready.
Do you like Doritos?
Yes.
Of course.
Do you like coffee?
Yes.
You're both obsessed with coffee. Yes, we all know that. Well, get ready because Doritos now has a flavour of coffee on their corn chips.
No, absolutely. That is a terrible thing.
But like, then again, coffee can, depending on how you like your coffee, it can be sweet, it can be bitter. So what does that mean for the flavour of the packet of new Doritos?
I don't care. I don't want any of it.
Cheesy coffee.
Mm-hmm. No.
Sold.
What?
Oh, gross.
They cheese on anything. Tell me something that cheese isn't good with. Tell me one thing.
No.
Coffee.
Nah, mascarpone, mate. Make it creamy.
No,
done.
No, terrible.
Mascarpone is...
It's type cheese.
It's meant to be more of a sweet type.
That's what
of
I've... I don't like any of that. I say it is...
Disgusting.
No.
Well, part of their marketing strategy is to say it's the perfect pick-me-up for that 3pm slump.
Hang on, does it have... caffeine in the chips then?
That would be a vibe. Your afternoon snack also, you're pinging off the walls while you do it.
Caffeine snacks? Oh my God. Patent pending if it doesn't. I'm having that.
Do you know, the coffee bean chocolates already exist.
Yeah, but
what I'm talking about is like chips and, you know, crackers and stuff like that, all with caffeine.
Here's a better solution for you. Have a normal packet of Doritos, cheesy Doritos, nacho cheese flavour.
I can get behind that.
And then just have a Dare Iced coffee to wash it down with. Wouldn't that be, like, a better way to eat it?
Yes.
Why double the calories? Why pick out all the stores, put them together?
Scott's into this. I think it's
all right. Okay. Well, you can go in to win a packet. There's only 25 made.
Oh,
so.
Why do they always do that?
Why
so
limit
it? Because they're testing the market value and the blah, blah.
And it's got us all talking about it, to be fair. Yep. So they have tricked us and it's worked.
New FM. Hey! We're
going to want to remember. The Novos on this day.
Red, white and blue, baby. It is the 4th of July, Independence Day today. Crevo.
Yes.
You're all about Independence Day.
Well,
what,
I mean...
the movie or...?
Yeah, I do like the movie. Yeah. That was a good movie back in the day. But yeah, look, I am a secret American. I'll give you that.
Secret.
Wow. I've got the old dual citizenship
going.
You've
got history with America. Yeah,
yeah. But obviously... it's in the absolute toilet at the moment as a country, so...
Well, the news breaking this morning is there's been a lot of chitter-chatter about whether Biden's actually going to step down from the presidential campaign this year, and he's adamant that he's going nowhere.
Yes, because he needs help to get downstairs, that's why.
Yeah, he's going nowhere. From the house, the White House, to the toilet, back again, and that's all he's doing.
Permanent care.
A very big happy birthday to the US of A. 1776, the Declaration of Independence was signed. Speaking of birthdays, Post Malone's turning 29 today.
I thought he was older than that.
Nah, Post Malone's a youngin'. Yeah. It's, yeah.
He does look old, doesn't he?
Well, he's done all the drastic weight loss recently, and
that's right.
I do believe, and I'm going to put this on the record, I do believe he's done it. through hard work that he's lost a hell heap of weight and he's cut back on the durries. He's not smoking as many darts, and that's what's contributed to a big part of his weight loss. So, yeah, Post Malone's looking great. Ray Mars turning 80 today, the Flamin' Mungrel, the Flamin' Galah himself from Home and Away.
Is he? He's just doing ads these days, isn't he?
Oh, I don't even know. I haven't watched Home and Away ever.
I think he did this one where it's like selling like an old people's foot massager.
Oh, he's done a lot.
Oh,
I do believe, I wouldn't be surprised if he's still on Home and Away. If he's on Home and Away, if you're an avid watcher and Ray Maher's still playing Alf Stewart, let us know, because we'd love to know what Ray's up to these days. Yeah. Still doing GoDaddy. GoDaddy is the computer.
That. He's got a here it is, the Revitive. It's like a foot circulation, like massaging machine. Yeah. One of those ones they sell on late night TV.
Yeah, so it helps you walk better if you're of an older age.
I guess that's what they're leaning into. Mm-hmm.
Could be. Wedding anniversaries today. It's 25 years since David and Victoria Beckham tied the knot. It's 42 years Aussie and Sharon Osbourne. That's a good stint, isn't it? Mm. Well, congrats to David and Victoria. 25 years is wonderful as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and you see, I watched that documentary, I don't know, a year back or whatever. I got sucked into it. And they do seem like a bit of an old married couple.
Absolutely, they do.
They're always arguing. She's always telling him off for this and that. Mm. And he's, like, quite sheepish in some bits. They've got an interesting dynamic, those two.
Typical relationship.
They work. I think they suit each other very, very well. It was on this day in 2003 that Barry White unfortunately passed away. In 1997, on this day, here's one for you, Hotmail launched. Do you remember your first email address?
Sure do.
Yeah, what was it?
He's very embarrassing.
996, sorry, not 997, 1996, sorry.
No, actually, I'm not going to say it because I still use it for all my spam.
Oh, okay. Mine was, when I discovered what an underscore was, mine had 5 underscores in it.
That is too many.
That's way too many.
That's 5 too many, I can tell you that much.
Cap it at 2.
Yeah.
There's one thing I've learned over the journey is keep your email address as simple as possible.
Yes.
Don't put numbers or digits or full stops or capital letters, none of that gear. Keep it simple.
The simpler, the better.
Your name at gmail.com, any other one, if there's Outlook or anything out there, not about it. Gmail is the way to go.
Gmail or die.
100%. We recently spoke on the show as well about blimps, Crevo.
Yes.
And you were saying about how blimps, why they haven't become more of a form of transportation, why they haven't really become more popular. It was on this day back in 1993 that a Pizza Hut blimp deflated and landed in the streets of New York. Crash landing.
Well, that's not the only thing that's fallen over in the streets of New York.
Well, that is true as well. Look, I still maintain it'd be fun to fly on a blimp.
It would be very, very fun. Of course, as we said earlier, Independence Day today. It is also Sidewalk Egg Frying Day. So if it's a hot day out there, which I don't think it's going to be exceptionally
nope,
hot.
Nope, not today.
Crack a super expensive egg on the sidewalk and watch it fry up.
That is probably the weirdest of all days to celebrate.
UFM. De Novos.
Look, the future is here. There is so much being invented and so much coming our way that's easily accessible, but soon there'll be a permanent spot for locals to go and escape the structures of life, the boring, monotonous versions of their reality, dip their minds into a virtual arcade in Newcastle's CBD.
So what sort of things can you do there? Is it like basically going into the Matrix? That's what I would imagine.
Similar.
Red pill, blue pill kind of scenario.
Oof.
Mm. Yeah.
Ever taken a red or a blue pill on a Friday night?
Well, you're famous for the blue pill, aren't you? The little ones.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm all about.
That's how Esme came into the world. Anyway, it's been It's been quietly advertised that what's called Novacade VR will take up residence in Hunter Street soon. It includes heaps of adventure and shoot 'em up games using VR headsets. Usually there's about 1 to 4 players that can take part in over 70 VR games of all genres. It's offered in free roam VR. There's also something called room scale VR and also VR treadmills. Now, this reminds me of something like a scene from the movie Ready Player One. Have you seen that movie?
No, but is it good?
Oh, yeah. So basically, the whole treadmill thing, it's like a standalone treadmill. You've got your headset on. You've got your little kind of fake guns or whatever in your hand, and you're literally running on this treadmill. And what you see in the VR headset, it's like you're like, I don't know, in a war zone, like Call of Duty or something. So you're actually running in the game physically.
So what if, I've only done VR once, right? And it was terrifying.
Yes, I did one too.
So I went up in this tower thing, right, when I was like traveling, and it was like a, because we're already up in a tower, and it was one of those ones that had like a bit of glass floor. So you can see down, right? And then you get into, it was a VR headset, but then they also strapped you into this thing that put you upside down, and then you did a VR bungee jump. It was terrifying because you're already up a building.
Well, VR's come a long way. I bought my old man a VR headset for Christmas many, many years ago. Remember, it used to be the you put it on the on your phone. It was like a dual screen on YouTube,
right.
And you slipped your phone in. Garbage.
Rubbish. Absolute rubbish. I think they've made it a lot better these days.
Just a little bit, hopefully. If you're paying to go for a room and to run on a treadmill, you'd hope it's better than a YouTube video.
Yeah, or better than a real treadmill at the local Anytime Fitness.
Oh, look, it'd be a really good fun thing to do with your friends. So there was a pop-up arcade at the end of last year in Scott Street, if anyone remembered that. But yeah, Novacade VR coming to Hunter Street very soon.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And last night, I was invited to attend the Hunter and Coastal Lifestyle Magazine winter launch, which is super exciting, put on by Nicole Shelley from Newcastle Weekly as well.
So fancy.
She's the best. I love Nicole.
Was such a good event. Lots of local businesses there, lots of local personalities, and yeah, going around and chatting to people just about what's happening right across Newcastle and the Hunter. Golden opportunity.
The who's who of Newcastle. It's a go to these kind of luxury events.
Yeah, it was
red carpet rolled out.
Red carpet rolled out. None of that gear, mate.
What sort of suit did you wear?
I didn't wear a suit, but I dressed in all black, and I was a little bit like concerned.
Did you look like one of the bar staff or something?
No, I was a little bit concerned that I'd be wearing too much black, because it was very, very dark attire. And again, it was just cocktail dress, so I was like, yeah, that's fine. But, yeah, I felt like, am I going a little bit too much? For Castle Del Mar on King Street, it's been turned into a new cocktail venue.
All right.
Gorgeous.
Did you have any cocktails?
No, I didn't. I was driving.
What? Oh, boring.
I was driving.
Why didn't you just get a little Uber home?
No.
Yeah, you live in Tyers Hill, mate.
No. I drove into King Street. Check out the new Hunter and Coastal Lifestyle magazine, but the winter edition. Pick it up at local news agencies right across Newcastle and the Hunter. Heaps of good stuff in this edition. Stuff about homes, their stories, what's going on in the local area. Find out about all your latest wines, community spirit. Great read.
Now, obviously, you were there, you know, rubbing shoulders with all of the, like I said, the who's who of Newcastle. Any juicy gossip or...
No, it was a good event. We're not there talking smack.
No, I'm not saying
talking gossip. Not at all.
No, I just thought,
It was great to meet local business people and just chat about what we're doing in the Hunter and how you can, again, develop each other. Great event and great, again, magazine to go and check out. If you want to get involved, check out the Hunter and Coastal Lifestyle magazine website.
Sure.
See, if I would go to one of these events, I would hope to be like something from like TLC, whatever they call it, like Real Housewives type of thing. I would want the drama coming out my ears.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I would go to an event.
Probably why he didn't go then, because obviously the drama
would have been bored.
Wasn't too hot. Hey, good stuff though. Thanks for the report.
UFM. The Novos.
We just need your stories, or I guess your opinion, on why you hate camping. School holidays just around the corner, and you know some people are getting dragged off camping when they don't want to be. We were chatting about this yesterday, and Ari, we found out you are a person that hates camping. Why is that?
Well, now, just to clarify, I have gone camping before quite a few times in my younger years.
Yep.
The family used to go to Milbredale when the racing was on, and we used to camp there. It was fun as a kid because the only thing I looked forward to was obviously the big cars, but also they had jumping castles and stuff there. The rest of it was horrible. Like, you're on damp, cold ground. Like, no amount of sleeping bag or pillows that you take is going to make things comfier. The toilet and shower situation is just not it. And you know what? You burn your fingers in a fire and all you do is come home smelling like smoke and your hair is ruined.
See, now that is a perfect example of why you hate camping.
There's multiple reasons and I have more, but...
That'll do for now.
Yeah, that's it.
Scott, are you a camper?
Never. never really been camping.
You've never been camping?
Oh, the one camping experience that I did have was, again, as a little tacker with mum and dad, we went to Port Macquarie.
Sure.
We're up there, and it was pissing down. It was raining like there was no tomorrow. And so we packed everything up real quick, shoved it in the back of the car, KFC on the way home, and never touched the tent again.
Well, KFC is a good consolation. Did you make it one day camping or not even?
We made it a couple of days.
Oh,
okay. And then from there, the only things that we've used the tent for is doing it in the backyard as like something for, again, a novelty as a kid.
Yeah,
just to say that we've been camping in the backyard. The wild animals, a.k.a. our house-trained dog walking around.
Now, see, I find all of this a little baffling. I'm a big fan of camping. I really enjoy it. I don't do it all the time, but when I do, I absolutely love it. But there are a lot of people that are in the same boat as both of you and just don't enjoy it at all. So this is what I want to do. 4967-4105. Why do you hate camping? What is it about it that just gives you the irrits, really annoys you, if you will? Even though I'm a big fan of it, it almost went wrong for me once.
Yeah.
I was camping up sort of near Foster area, which is such a common area to go, and I was meeting a friend, and it rained the entire time, like bucketed down, so much so that they brought in pallets, like wooden pallets, and rented them to you so you could be off the ground.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Smart business.
Yeah, chat pallets are sitting there rubbing their hands together.
Yeah, they're going, any rain event, this is perfect.
Well, it seems like the rain is the common trend when it comes to poor camping experiences. Josh on Instagram has said, splendor in the grass. More like splendor in the mud. And they're on top of them trying to get all of their booze and stuff in, to smuggle it in through the back of the car to deal with all of the mud and all of the stench and the smell.
Oh.
And the, not about it. Do you know, when you're trying to get into these camping festivals, I've been told that, again, not that you condone smuggling alcohol anywhere, not at all.
No.
But, I do.
That people who get, like, the big 24 things of water, they take one bottle out, fill one of them with vodka, put it back in there.
Brilliant.
And the security guards will shake the 24-pack.
Interesting.
And if any of them fizz up, then they confiscate the whole thing. There's tactics to camping, and then there's tactics to camping.
It feels like you have a lot of experience with that. The description of how you were doing it was almost surgical there, Scott.
Mate, I would pay for all of my booze if I went to a camping festival. On the Novos underscore...
Don't believe it, do you, Ari? Do you believe
no.
a word he's saying?
Oh, my God. Save money where you can.
At the Novos underscore on Instagram. You can also vote in our story, because I don't think hating camping is a universal thing. I think there are some people out there that will love it.
I do.
So do you love it or do you hate it, camping? Cast your vote on our Instagram. So far, 100% of people are saying that they love it.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's more... I knew I wasn't man on an island. On 4967-4105, Gabby, what's your story?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gabby.
I have to say I'm a big fan of camping, but I had one terrible experience.
Mm-hmm.
Met this lovely new guy. We decided to go down to Tasmania to go camping together.
Oh, Tasmania is a beautiful place.
There we go.
Yeah, gorgeous. Lovely way to get to know someone. And we got hit by the worst storm since 1927.
Oh, jeez.
It not only did we get absolutely hammered with rain, it washed all of the bridges out of town away, so we got trapped there for 2 weeks and the tent wasn't waterproof.
I have a question for you, Gabby. Did this last long, this little trip with this guy? Is he still around?
He is, believe it or not. He moved in 2 weeks later, and 8 years, we're still going strong.
So what you're telling me is I need to go on a camping trip to find myself a man, Gabby?
And you know what? You get to know someone pretty well when it's raining and cold and you can't escape. And
very close quarters.
Yeah.
Can't escape being the key word there.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Another chance to win with us this morning here on New FM. We're giving away entry and ride packs to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest, which is back, baby, from July 5 to 21 at Nobby's Beach Reserve. Don't miss it. This is so exciting. All you have to do, though, is play with us on 4967 4105. This is Loves Deluxe. How it works, we give you three items. You need to list them for us from the cheapest to the most expensive. You do that and we give you this prize back.
Yeah, if you get it right, that is. You can't just list them in the wrong order.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, that's it. Now, obviously Winter Fun Fest is going to be absolutely superb.
Yeah, absolutely. It features kids' rides, attractions, games, heaps of delicious food and live entertainment.
Oh, the food at these things is always good as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're there, you're stoked up with all the ride tokens. You don't need to spend on that.
Dag would dog it all the way.
Oh, yes. Oh,
good call in winter.
Tomato sauce? Are you a tomato sauce people?
Of course.
Yeah.
I think I like my
dogging it.
I think I do prefer it plain.
Nah.
Really?
Yeah. No.
For a Dagwood. It depends on the quality of it.
Okay.
That and cheese on a stick.
Only the best.
Yeah.
Newcastle Winter Fun Fest.
That's it. All of that sort of stuff available. You could go for free and the free ride tokens. Let's meet our contestants, shall we? We'll
head into Shortland. Millie, morning. You ready to play Lowest Talks?
Yes, thanks, guys. Morning.
Morning.
Beautiful. Ready to go for a Thursday.
I like it.
Millie, what do you do for a crust?
I'm a correctional officer, actually.
Oh, lovely. Cool.
There we go. Mm. Yeah, is that out at Cessnock or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Cool. Very good. Well, somebody's got to keep people in line, I guess, and that's you, Millie.
Lay of the law from Millie.
Yeah.
All right, Millie, are you ready to play? You're across how it works?
I am, yeah, thank you.
Excellent.
You got this.
Let's jump straight in. Your first item on the list, it's a bit tasty for your Thursday morning, a family feast value deal from Banjo's Bakery. Now, this includes, like, all your pastries that you could ever want. 4 pies, 5 pastries, yum. Okay, next, you've got an iPad Pro M4 11-inch, 256GB in black. That's your second. And then your third item is a Baccarat Gourmet 180mm pasta machine maker in chrome.
Oh.
Just a quick recap. You've got the family feast deal from Banjo's, the iPad Pro 11-inch 256GB, sorry, and then the gourmet pasta machine.
This is a bit of an interesting one.
I know. So, Millie, what do you think is cheapest out of those?
I'm going to go the family feast.
Okay.
Locking
Banjo's.
That in.
Yep. What do you think second?
I'm going to go the spaghetti machine.
Pasta machine. Oh, okay. Baccarat. It's a nice brand.
Yeah. Very good.
Sure. I've got one. Just tried it, actually.
Oh! I'm coming to your house for dinner.
What an extraordinary coincidence.
It didn't turn out great the first time, but yeah.
There's always more tries to go. It's all good. Okay. So that leaves the iPad Pro M4 11-inch. So you're going to lock those in?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's reveal some prices.
Let's do it.
Okay, so your family feast value deal from Banjo's, $34.95.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
It's actually fantastic considering how pricey they can be.
Yeah.
Then you said the pasta machine?
Yeah.
Baccarat. That's going to cost you $112
for
the website.
Oh, still in it.
Oh. So not on sale. And then the iPad Pro M4 11-inch, 256GB.
$1,700. Oh, yeah. Well done. Nice work. You are off to Winter Fun Fest. You're hooked up with the ride tokens. You're getting the VIP experience, essentially.
Oh, that'd be awesome. My niece and nephew are
going to
love it.
Oh, how good. Yes. Lovely family day out. Thanks for keeping us safe, Millie. Another local winner here at New FM.
We've seen this kick before. It's awful. It is a try. It's a delightful new.
And an integral part of the mighty Newcastle Knights' victory over the Parramatta Eels last weekend. 5 conversions out of 6. A stellar game by this bloke. Mr. Jackson Hastings joins us on the line. Morning, mate. How are you?
Hey, mate. How are you?
Mate, fantastic. How good is it to get another win on the board? 34-26 over the Eels. Look, mate, one word. Describe the atmosphere in the sheds after that match, because it was a nail-biter.
Oh, firstly, mate, yeah, it was certainly important for our season to get a win. And
no better way to do it than at McDonald Jones. Our fans at Newcastle follow us everywhere, but our home support's incredible, mate. When the sellout sign goes up at McDonald Jones, there's no better atmosphere in the comp, and our fans are the best in the league. So that was outstanding. One word, I don't know. I think one word would be an injustice on what it felt like. I mean, to win in those circumstances and for certain players to play such an integral role, I'll just say it was just a massive thrill for us all to be a part of that. But it's no good if we don't back it up this week against Canberra.
True. Absolutely. Now, obviously, in the past, there's been issues against the Eels, but obviously this win was great. What do you think you guys did differently?
I don't know if we did anything differently, mate. I think we just played for the full 80 minutes. I think over the last sort of 2 weeks in particular against Melbourne and the Panthers, we put together a good performance and a great performance, in fact, in like certain parts of the game and certain minutes. But I feel like against Parra, for the whole 80 minutes, we just stuck to what we knew worked for us. We stuck to the game plan. We stuck to what the coaches had given us during the week. And the chat behind the line, even when we were conceding tries, was all positive, knowing that if we just held the footy, we'd give ourselves a really good chance. And I think we have to take a lot of belief from that. You know, I know where Parra are sitting on the ladder, but they've got some of the best players in the world, and arguably the best player in the competition at the moment. So, I mean, we've got to take a lot of confidence from that and keep building.
Absolutely. Well, now your focus has to shift to the Raiders, which is coming up this Sunday in Canberra. Talk to me about the road trips. Are they always a little bit of a struggle trying to sit still on the bus, or is it, or do you guys actually like the road trips together?
Well, the Canberra trip's actually quite fun because we fly from Newcastle, so...
Oh, you get to fly. It's literally
up and down, but people like me, there's a few of us that struggle to sit still. I put myself at the top of that list. I don't shut up, so everyone avoids sitting near me or staying too close to me because they get sore eardrums by the end of the flight. But we quite enjoy it. There's a lot of cards that go on in the team room. We do a connection thing before games where we actually do a quiz. Someone's a quiz master.
Ooh.
And then the loser from the previous away trip is the quiz master this week. So
it's usually
Brad and Best or Kyle Pierce Paul. They're the least smartest in the team by a mile.
Giving away too many secrets here, Jackson.
well, Bradman gets the raps to run the 100, and so he should. He's been phenomenal, but when it comes to putting together a quiz, he's no good. So.
Yeah, two runaway tries over the weekend. Look, I was watching the game and the stands just erupted. Two full length of the field tries to Bradman. That's outstanding, isn't it?
He's been fantastic, mate. I know I just got into him a little bit there, but the way he prepares for games, the way he looks after his body, how he trains, always comes out on the weekend. He's always the first in there, last to leave. For such a young fella that's achieved already so much in the game, his dedication to not only himself but this team and this town, it always comes out on game day. And he was fantastic for us. He was our player's player, and I think he would have been man of the match to a lot of people as well.
Yeah.
I think he broke the running record for a centre in the NRL. So, I mean, he's been around for so long, and he's only 23 years old, so he's got the world at his feet.
Luckily, you know, you don't have to do well at quizzes to play well at Canberra.
Yeah, it'd be good if he could give his halfback a wrap every now and then. No, that'd be good.
That's true.
He's been going really good, mate. I love playing inside him. I call him Cyclops. He's still like a. I'll save it for off radio.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Well, the big news heading into the clash against the Raiders, Pong is back. How exciting!
Yeah, mate. I think the roof blew off everyone's houses when they saw that on team this Tuesday when KB.
Yeah, nice.
JP got named, so touch wood, he gets through this whole week. I mean, a credit to him, like, at least Frank injury's 12 weeks, he's getting back, I think, in 9.5, 10.
Yeah, wow.
And it's not a risk at all. It's a credit to him. Like, KP always comes back as a relaxed, laid-back sort of figure, but he's leader of this club for a reason. He's dedicated. He works his tail off, and, you know, it's great to see people like Fletcher Sharp. I want to give a shout-out to Fletcher Sharp and David Armstrong. I know everyone will be high on Fletcher, but what Davey did the first 4 weeks filling in for Caelan when we went on that little run, and the way that he held the fort down in that number one jersey, I feel like he deserves a massive rap too. So both those young fellas filling in for Caelan did more than an admirable job. But when you've got the Dally M, winner waiting in the wings, it's super exciting for everyone involved for sure.
And a shout out to Tyson Frizzell as well. 250 games this week. How crucial is he as a teammate?
Oh, he's a warrior, mate. When you talk about someone that leads from the front with actions rather than words, that's Tyson Frizzell. What he puts his body through and what he has put his body through for his teammates over those 250 games is, it's hard to put into words, watching him get needled up and put all the pads on before each and every week. You always feel 10 foot taller when you see Tyson Frizzell in the room, tying his laces up, going out to play. So, what a warrior, what a career. And hopefully he's got, a few more left in him and a couple more years left in him in the red and blue, and we can win him a premiership, because someone with a career like that deserves that to finish for sure.
We all deserve the premiership, mate. You're playing fantastic. Oh, fingers crossed this Sunday, Arvo, in the nation's capital, we can take home the win again. Jackson Hastings, thanks so much for your time.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, and I made such a big song and dance before winter about how I'd like built up my firewood supply. It was going to last all season, all that sort of thing.
Have you gone through it all already?
Run out.
It's not even halfway through winter.
I know,
nearly.
I know. So off to the wood supplier I go. I thought it would last a lot longer.
Have you ever chopped down a tree by any chance?
Yeah.
Is there a way you can get cheaper?
Well, I have, but not here. My parents' farm, I have. Yeah.
If you look around Marketplace, and you're a fiend for Facebook Marketplace, surely there's free firewood going.
It's in high demand at the moment. It's so cold and dreary. Everyone's like hunting it down. Even the people I called up to get some delivered, they're like, oh, you got to wait till Friday.
That's okay.
Yeah, this was, and so we'll be without a fire tonight. It's a really hard time for me.
Oh, it's the cavemen, it's the whole living at Greenhouse.
I'll have to turn the reverse cycle aircon on. Absolute disaster.
Well, just do what us plebs do and just get some blankets.
Nah. If you can live the lifestyles of the rich and famous, why stop?
Yeah. I need my wood fire. I just need it, okay?
Oh, God.
It makes me happy in life.
UFM. The Novos.
And get in the draw to pick up a $100 voucher to go to Endeavour Restaurant in East Maitland. You just got to let us know your thoughts. Basically, is it right or wrong? My partner, Brit, she's been invited to a hen's night, but not invited to the wedding. And that doesn't sit well with me.
Why?
It's weird. Well, why would you invite them just to the hens and say, we'll take your money, we'll take your night out or your pitch in or whatever you're doing to celebrate me, but I don't want you coming to the wedding?
Because weddings are more expensive. And plus, you've got to be more cutthroat. I suppose if you don't want an extra large wedding, some people want a small gathering, you've got to be really kind of ruthless over who you want to invite.
I think I'm on Scott's side here.
What if do you mean?
If you invite someone...
He means he's on my side.
Yeah, I think if you invite someone to, say, a Bucks or a Hens or whatever, they need to be in the same group.
Yeah.
I think otherwise, it just, as you say, it feels a little bit off. Don't invite them to any part of it.
Exactly, yes. If you wanted to do like a ceremony to be like, if you're having a small wedding, you're having 30 people and you don't want to pay for a big wedding... Completely understand it. Have a party, but you don't call it, oh, this is my hands, this is my send-off, by the way. You can come and you can pay and you can buy me drinks all night and you can contribute to the limo and you can contribute to, I do believe there's maybe strippers, maybe. I don't know
what those are.
I don't know what they are, but I've heard that those appear at Bucks and Hens nights. And then go, but we don't want you there on the actual date. Nah, it's a no-go from me.
I think also sometimes it really depends on the company you keep at either scenarios. So, for example, if you've got one or two people that are coming to your Bucks or your Hens that are the really fun crowd, the singledoms, and then... You know, they don't really mix well with kind of serious events like a wedding.
Oh, how rude.
Well, I would do that. I'd be if you're an out-of-control partier, I want you for the party side, but you're not coming to my wedding.
I think on the other end of the spectrum, if you're invited to the wedding but not invited to the Bucks or Hens night, that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. But when the roles are reversed, not about it. You should be, if you're part of their close-knit friend circle, you're the fun, happy-go-lucky type of person that's going to a Bucks or a Hens night, not saying that you need to be in the bridal party, but you need to be at the wedding. To Singleton Louise Morning, what are your thoughts?
Absolutely not. If you're not invited to the hens, vice versa, if you're not invited to the wedding, don't come to the hens night.
Yeah, right. See, I get that. I get that. Yep.
So it's both ways. Understood. All right, next to Toronto.
Yeah, let's go to Shaz. Hey, Shaz, what are your thoughts on this?
Good morning, guys. Totally with Scott. It's not a good look,
good
guys.
On you,
Shaz. Definitely not a good look. It's like being not being invited to a birthday party, but, you know, you can come see me the next day. Not
yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
it's a bit rude.
Definitely not nice, bro.
Yeah. So do you reckon that Brit should even bother going, guys? I think it's
a night out.
It opens up a whole other conversation.
Yeah, that is a whole other conversation.
But I wouldn't be bothered going if it was up to me. Wrapping things up in Booragul, Adonis, mate, should you be invited to the wedding if you're invited to the Bucks or Hens night?
Yeah, but listen, bro, I think you got to talk to your partner because her friend might know something about her. That's why she don't want her to come to the wedding. She like, yo, you fun. Listen. She might be saying, yo, she's real fun, but too fun to come to the wedding because she might take her husband. So you might have to have a conversation with old Brittany and be like, hey, baby, fun are you when you hang out with your girls? Because that's weird. She don't want you to come to the wedding, but she wants you to come to the freak-off, to the hen fest.
Wow.
Adonis, you took the words right out of my mouth. Absolutely.
It seems like it is investigation time.
Let's put it on the record. I trust Brit through and through. I'm saying that on the record.
And that has been live on the air, ladies and gentlemen.
New FM's Night Rider. I just came to win. For your new car, all roads lead to Hunter City Motor Group. Visit huntercity.com.au today.
All right, the last couple of days to get yourself in the draw for this amazing car, the brand new MG ZS, all thanks to Hunter City Motor Group. This car's amazing, and it's out on the road trip today as well.
Big road trip right across the Hunter.
With Joel from your Live and Local Drive Home. So if you see it about, you're going, ooh, what car was that? With a Knight Rider written on it. Oh, that's the one that you could be winning.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't miss it because it's such a good-looking car. It's a real head-turner.
It is.
Now, it's time to read out the first three names of the day. First one, Elaine Gay from Karooa, Erin Shisey from Rutherford, and Mitchell Wotherspoon from Newcastle West. If this is one of you, call up now, 4967-4105, or if you know these people, you're like, oh, that's my neighbour or my uncle or whatever, give them a buzz. Be quick, call New FM, 4967-4105. You've got 10 minutes and 53 seconds, and it starts now.
3 p.m. at our MG in Cessnock. That's where you can check out the New FM Night Rider. Joel's going to be there making stops at Maitland Bar Beach, finally heading through to Warners Bay. He's going to be doing the drive home this afternoon while driving home.
How the heck do you even do that?
So he's doing it from the car. So if you see Joel, make sure you're giving him a bit of a honk.
Yeah.
And he's a man of the people and he's out with the people tonight. From 3 o'clock this arvo, he's broadcasting from the New FM Night Rider.
Phone is ringing.
Absolutely. Morning, New FM. Who have we got here?
Hi, this is Erin Shisey from Rutherford.
Yay!
Yeah, well done.
I'm so sorry if I butchered your name before. I don't think I got that right, but you knew who it was, right?
Well, I didn't actually hear it. How to pronounce it? That'd be funny.
Then he said it perfectly, Erin.
In that case, he said it correctly. In that case, I got it right. Well, good job. You're in the draw and you got in time. So that MG ZS, good luck. It could be yours.
Cool. Thank you very much.
UFM. The Novos.
I went shoe shopping recently and I realized something about new shoes on the market. And it's something that ever since I was a boy, ever since the time has been, and shoes have been around.
Yeah.
Surely there doesn't need to be that much of a development in how you tie up your shoes.
What are you talking about?
So shoelaces are obviously the primary way to do it. Otherwise, you've got Velcro, zippers, but again, pretty stock standard. Like, keep it simple, stupid. Use the KISS method.
Yeah.
Very, very simple. Couple of shoes and kicks on the market at the moment use different methods to secure the shoe to your foot. I'm talking straps and wires and like almost like a retractable where you have to wind it out and wind it back in. It's like fishing line.
Hang on.
Others use an inflatable system where there's a pump in the toe where you pump it up, and so the shoe expands to mold around your foot, and then you have to deflate it. It's too complicated.
So is it a trend to look like a clown now? Or to have, like, stationary strapped to your foot?
Yeah, what's wire doing there?
Yeah.
It's just too much. Keep it simple. Why do we need to update from the shoelaces? And I 100% understand slip-ons and Velcros, particularly for those in the community that may need a little bit of extra assistance. Keep it even simpler.
Yeah.
But you don't get much more simple than...
shoelaces.
Shoelaces, over, under the bunny ears, whatever you want to call it. So it got us thinking around the team, things that are way, way, way too complicated in society. And one that gets me going all the time is buying beers, if I'm ever buying beers, that aren't twisties. That you have to have a bottle opener for. It's 2024. You can put twisties on beers. It's okay.
So,
true.
So we're talking about the twisty caps, not the twisties, the chips.
No, nobody was thinking twisty chips.
I was.
The twisty. Yeah, well,
sorry.
Twisties right. As in the bottle openers. Yeah. Like, again, I carry a bottle opener around on my key ring, and it's just something that I do.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people do as well.
So you couldn't be more prepared.
Well, that's exactly right. You never know when a beer's going to come your way. If you are drinking beers, that comes your way, and you go to rip it off, and more than anything, it rips the skin off your palm because it's a pop top and not a twisty. Make them all twisties and be done with it.
There we go. And then you won't have to carry the bottle opener.
I agree. They should do that with wine, all wines and corks and stuff. Like, that's a nightmare and a half. You know, mine's might be a little bit controversial.
Okay.
Don't overcomplicate dinner.
What do you mean?
Look, I tell my mum all the time, Mum, it is okay. We don't need to have a fancy meal five times, six times a week. I'm happy with a toasted sandwich. Let's just have some noodles. Why don't we just have some mashies and gravy? That's fine. No, she's doing like a Tuesday night roast. She likes to do laxes. You know, just keep dinners simple. And like all these cooking shows, like lately, is just like a 15-step method. Just get a 2-step method, put it in the microwave, and you're done.
Yeah, that is controversial. I disagree with it.
Yeah, exactly. I knew.
If your mum's cooking you delicious meals, let's roll with it.
Oh, I'm just saying, she doesn't have to work so hard.
There we go. How about this? I would like to nominate printers.
Okay. Yeah.
You go into an office, two printers work the same ever.
I get that.
Yeah, they always have different connectivity. The paper goes in different spots. They need to make a more streamlined system.
Mm.
And the last one I want to nominate is passwords.
Oh
my God. Can they please make the whole system for passwords simpler?
Do you know, the other day my housemates wanted to watch a show that was exclusively on Binge. And so to download a Binge account and get that sorted with your two-factor authentication and then changing from one device to another and putting it on the telly, my God, it's a TV show or a movie. Keep it simple.
Please, can we sort that out?
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
For this next story, we move into the magical world of Harry Potter, if you will, because apparently at Wall's End, at their library there, they've got something called Hogwarts Express happening for the school holidays.
Love it.
For the wizardly sum of $2, you can, of course, be a part of this where you dress up. There's going to be some of their Bertie Bott's Every Flavour Beans.
Oh.
There's a whole bunch of magical fun, of which more I'm not privy to the details. But you get the idea. Dress up, go along, be a part of the magical experience. You don't have to go as far as Hogwarts, only as far as Wall's End.
Yes, on platform 9¾.
Which I believe is closer.
Much of a muchness, really.
Well, exactly. Yeah. You sometimes see some wizardly characters around Wall's End. I'll leave that to the imagination. This chat, though, got us talking about who around the team is a Harry Potter fan? Harry Potter. Starting with you, Scott, where do you sit on the whole world of witchcraft and wizardry?
Thoroughly enjoy Harry Potter. I think it's gone on a bit long in the tooth now. Like, it's a money-making machine, and so they're milking it for all it's worth.
Yeah.
And there's certain things that you go, yeah, like, I thoroughly enjoyed the books. The books were outstanding.
Right.
Would I read them again? I've read them 3 or 4 times. Would I read them again? No, probably not.
Okay,
yeah, you know
so
what
done. A question though, they've got obviously continuing in the world are these new movies that are off, you know, shot off the end of the book, if you will, books. What are your thoughts on those?
Should have not made them.
Okay,
should have
gone
not made
too
them.
Far.
They should have kept it as just your 7 or 8 movies. Even going to 8 movies is a bit of a stretch. Make it 7 movies, nice clean cut. in, out. If you've got to make a TV series 20 years down the track, which is what they've done, which is what they're going down the road of, you go, that's awesome, but I'd call myself a fan, but not a fanatic.
Okay. Ari, what about yourself?
I think you're a little bit wrong there, Scott. I have to disagree with you because I think that this new series that's going to come out will be epic and I'm going to be the first one to watch it. At least I'm going to try to. I am obsessed with the films. I've only read the first two books, but I didn't need to read the rest because the films were just such an epic franchise and it was just magic, quite literally. So, yeah.
That doesn't sit. You can't be a fanatic if you haven't read the books.
The books are the key.
The books are
I never claimed to be a fanatic, thank you very much. I'm just a very big fan. I know. Look, I know all the charms and the spells. That's fine. I can quote it. That's fine. Did I have a weird crush on Draco Malfoy for no reason? Yes.
Still to this day?
That's too much. Even then, if you haven't read the books, you miss out on the whole
thing.
You're
not a real fan.
Not a real fan. Not a real fan.
I'm claiming that as
well. I resent that claim.
All right. Now, Scott, I do believe you might have...
There's elements that we've spoke about this on the show before. Okay. And look, you once spoke about that you're sitting down wearing a cape watching the movies.
What?
Let's have a listen. Hang on. Here we go.
I'm on record of being a 26-year-old woman who is still obsessed with Harry Potter, and every time it pops up on a streaming service or on free-to-air television, you bet your bottom dollar I'm right in front of that television screen with my Hedwig blanket and some popcorn and my cape, and I'm watching any of the Harry Potter films.
Where's this cape? Do you still have the cape?
God, no.
What's the cape
situation? I've grown up, dude.
Is really?
How old are you now?
26 and a half.
There we go.
that changes everything, I guess. Well, look, if you want to enter the magical world of Harry Potter, you only need to go to Wall's End. That's very convenient.
UFM. The Novos.
And if you work in the world of accounting or finance or something to do with numbers or even words, be careful because the chickens are coming for you.
What are you talking about?
So I'm talking about this chicken over in Canada, actually, a pet chicken. Apparently, it can identify letters, numbers, and whatever else, and colours even, set a Guinness World Record to do so.
What kind of record is that? Most letters and numbers and colours recognised.
By a chicken.
That is extraordinary.
So a veterinarian called Emily Carrington came out to say
Emily from Carrington.
Yeah. Said she brought 5 chickens. I think they're called Highline chickens. I've never heard of this.
They sound fancy.
I've never heard of this before. I'm not a produce gal. So she... don't know. Just don't ask me. She brought these chickens last year to produce eggs, and after she did that, she got enough. She said that soon she started to train the hens to identify magnetic
letters?
Letters and numbers. I can't speak today.
That's all right. I'm guessing it's like those letters that you put on the fridge as a kid. Do you remember those?
Why would you need a chicken to identify them?
Well,
experiment.
And also, think of the possibilities.
Well, it's set a world record, so...
There's a start.
Just because it's never been done before doesn't mean it deserves a world record.
Well, I refute that, and I think... I imagine the possibilities if chickens could read and write and stuff like that. So, for example, right, growing up on a farm, we had a hobby farm, we had chickens. As a kid, if I could have got them doing my homework, brilliant. More time for other activities, riding bikes and stuff. You don't have to mess around with that.
Yeah, we don't. The chickens can't ride bikes.
Well, exactly.
They have long enough legs.
They're not taking that from me. Also, imagine this, right? Chickens, if they could read... When they go to a cafe or whatever, I think they'd be shocked at how many chicken-based items are on the menu.
They're like, they're eating us.
Well, at the moment, if I take a chicken to a cafe and they look at the menu, it's all gibberish. They just look at me and like, you pick. I don't care. You choose for me. You know that sort of situation.
My cousin.
But, well, they've got no idea because they can't read.
True.
The other, I guess, effect would be if they could read is that all the why did the chicken cross the road-based jokes would be over.
They'd tell us.
Well, firstly, they'd tell us, but secondly, they'd be able to read, this is a pedestrian crossing, we'll cross there. Mm. They're not going to cross in any unexpected ways, so we'll never be asking the question, why did the chicken cross the road?
Well, that's right.
Well, we'll still be asking why, but we won't be asking where, because we'll know exactly where.
It'd be right at the pedestrian crossing. I'm glad that's solved.
New FM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
Hey, what's everyone up to this afternoon? Scott, you first.
Soccer tonight.
Nice.
So we're going to go try and get another hat trick.
Because how many goals did you score last time?
I got 3 goals in the last match, 2 own goals, 1 actual goal. So, but I still count it. I count it. It's 3 goals, 3 balls in the back of the net for me. So if I can beat that record, I'll be happy.
What, 4 goals in the back of the wrong net?
Hey, goal's a goal, mate. Goal's
a
goal.
That's what they say. Well, Ari, what are you up to?
I'm going to treat myself this afternoon, I think. I'm just going to take myself over to Charlestown Square, do a bit of shopping, spend some of that hard-earned cash. Might even get myself a cheeky sushi or a noodle bowl.
Oh, why not? You deserve it.
Maybe some fat chicken.
What other, I guess, shopping will you do there? Do you have an idea what you want to buy?
Well, I do. Well, a couple of things. I do want a new jumper and maybe some new shoes. But what I was really looking forward to was
a Louis Vuitton handbag.
Oh God, no! I'm not rich. I really wanted to go check out that new H&M store.
Yeah, that's a bit of fun because there's some good clothes in there and usually a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of, right, I want to cook something I've never cooked before. It's called a cassoulet.
Ooh,
which is this, like, French, like, stew-in-the-oven type dish. And I think I'll do a pork one with, like, beans and stuff. It looks so good.
Okay.
I saw it on telly the other night. I'm like, I'm going to have a go at that. So, I'll report back tomorrow on how that goes. Mm-hmm. Have a great day, everyone, on Friday's Friday, a.k.a. Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
That was De Novo's. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.